I got to give a big San Diego welcome to James Shields. Let's just start there. I say welcome to San Diego. You've lived here for the last year, so welcome to the Padres. Welcome to Petco Park.
Yeah, thanks. I'm glad to be here, man. It's definitely an exciting moment for me. So
it is for sure. Let's start, I guess, with what the obvious question is. Sonny's a free agent, so why San Diego? Why the Padres?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I mean, I've told people this numerous times, last hour, but it's for me, it's about winning. I played this game a long time, and I've come really close to championships. And obviously, last year I came one game away from winning the whole thing. But I'm hungry for a championship, and I'm hungry to win. And that's my main reason why I wanted to choose the Padres is because the things that AJ Preller was doing in the offseason was really getting me excited about being a Padre. And obviously, the added bonus of me living here is definitely helps out. But for me, my main focus is having a winning culture and going to a winning team. So
I don't know that there is, but I'll ask anyway. Is there anything you can tell a guy that hasn't pitched in a World Series or hasn't played in a World Series about that experience? Because that's obviously what you guys are all aiming for.
Yeah, it's definitely different. There's no doubt about it. The whole playoffs in general, every game's magnified. You're the only game on the planet. The media obviously is definitely a lot bigger, and how you handle those moments is how you're gonna create success. So I just try to have fun with it, though, man. That's what I'm all about, is having fun and creating a good atmosphere.
All right, you mentioned living nearby. It's nice to have a commute of less than a half an hour to the ballpark from your home. It's got to be great for the family, and I know at the press conference, wife, kids, mom, dad, brother, everybody here. This is exciting for a lot of Shields's, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm a Southern California boy, man. I'm about as north of Southern California as it gets, but I'm from Magic Mountain area, and it's good to be back in California. I've been on the East Coast and the Central. I was moving my way back west, so it's good to be here, man.
You've made it all the way back. The ALNL thing, that's going to be talked about a lot. I guess it is anytime a guy makes that transition for the first time in his career. Let's start with the fun part. You're going to get to hit. This sounds like something you're excited about.
I am excited. I'm not excited to get beamed or anything, but I'm excited. I'm excited the fact that I don't have to face Andrew Cashner. I'm excited about that.
We saw you at Petco Park last year.
Faced him.
Yeah, it was a day game, as I recall. Interleague play. The Royals were here in May, maybe. It was the only time you've ever pitched here in your career.
Yeah.
So not a big sample size, I know. I'll ask you anyway. What was the experience like pitching?
It was great, man. I love this stadium. I visited here a long time ago, playing here, just the whole look of the stadium and the atmosphere. Downtown here, it's, you can't have a better location, better weather in the country. So I'm excited to play here every day.
Sounds like a commercial for the Chamber of Commerce. That's outstanding. We'll send it their direction, and they can have some fun with that.
Yeah, give me some of that.
Yeah, exactly. Not a boring off season around here, and it's funny because we've had these conversations with a lot of new Padres. Some of the guys say they pay attention to all the other hot stove stuff. Other guys say, hey, I just try not to think about it. I kind of tune it out. I go hunting, fishing, whatever.
Right.
How much attention were you paying to everything going on around baseball in addition to your own, free agency?
Yeah, I was paying attention to all the good stuff. You do pay attention to it, but, I try not to, I like to get out of my house, and I don't really watch too much TV except about 10 o'clock at night, maybe some Jimmy Fallon or something. But, it is what it is, man. It's a process, and, like I said before, it's my 10th year in the big leagues, and I kind of had a good feeling how it's going to go. But I'm glad it's all over with now.
Big transaction in your career, kind of one of those bookmarks where you get to start a new chapter. A few years ago, you started a new chapter in Kansas City, and you were traded there from Tampa Bay, of course. And one of the guys going back the other direction, Will Myers, who's expected to be the everyday center fielder for the Padres right now. The joke everybody has made, well, the Rays didn't win that trade. The Kansas City Royals didn't win that trade. The Padres have won that trade. Funny how things work out sometimes.
Yeah. Padres won it all, man. They got the final prize. I guess it's funny how baseball works, It's Will's a good player. It's he's very raw. He's got a lot of talent. I didn't face him. I think when I pitched against them, he was hurt. Maybe I did. I don't remember. he's got a lot of talent. He's definitely got a long way to go. I think sky's the limit for him, and hopefully he embraces it, and we'll help him do that.
You got it. You've got that leadership charisma about you. We know you've got that intensity out on the mound. I look at the starting rotation, and you know, here we are right before spring training, and I mean, you got a guy in Ian Kennedy who last year was over 200 innings,
right,
over 200 strikeouts. Cashner and Ross, young guys with really electric stuff. You, we'll see who the fifth guy is. I mean, what are your expectations for this rotation this year?
I got high expectations. You know, I think those guys have the same type of mentality I do. You know, they got high expectations of themselves. You know, whether they throw a shutout or give up some runs, you know, they're always going to try to get better on a daily basis. So, you know, we got high expectations, but, you know, we got to do it together. And that's the main thing, is that if we don't do it together, we're not going to win. You know, we're definitely going to try to play unselfish baseball when it comes to that between the five of us, whoever that is. I mean, the depth that we have is unbelievable. I mean, we got JJ, you know, Brandon Morrow. I mean, it's unbelievable the depth we have, and I'm really excited to work with these guys. It's going to be fun.
Awesome. Really appreciate your time. Welcome to San Diego.
Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate it.